So, we're going to have a little party. Have a party to switch it off. 8 to 5 is the time. This is the ABC testing, 3LO regionals VLR. It's, 8 to 5.
Oh, I told you this, isn't it? Monday morning, which is even worse.
Stand by, would you, if you'd be so kind? Thank you. Yes, it's 5 o'clock. And I'm here for all and accused. So I'm fiddling my fiddle sheet. I'm doing a new fiddle sheet. I'm trying to do 14.4 with 18, 10, 18 is 180. Now, discard the naught. Oh, 6, 4, 8, 3, 2, 1, 3, 2, 1, 3, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7. My multiplication is atrocious. So when it comes to money, then it's excellent. What do I do now? Oh, dear. Now I'm lost, you see. I've got the tens done. Where's my abacus? It's 5:01 the time. It's rather like the way computers add up quietly. There's a flood warning. Rain in Gippsland is expected to decrease and clear today, later today. Rain last night and today has caused rises at upstream stations on several rivers. Significant rises in river levels are expected, or were expected last night, on the La Trobe River upstream of Yallourn, the Thompson River, the Avon, the Snowy River downstream of the Buchan Junction. So if you're anywhere along there, La Trobe, upstream of Yallourn, Thompson River, Avon, Snowy River downstream of Buchan Junction, watch out for floodwaters. Coastal waters east of Wilson's Promontory, south to southwest wind of 20 to 30 knots will produce a rough sea and a heavy swell. That's a gale warning renewal. And I still haven't worked out my fiddle sheet. Backdated until the 5th of December. You'll be lucky. It's rather funny when they backdate things here. So you put in the schedule and you say so-and-so on the 5th of December and whatnot, and then you never hear any more about it. I did it with my last car allowance. Went back about 4 months. That was about three and a half years ago. Haven't heard a word since. 5:02 the time. And it's better not to complain, otherwise they get the whole thing balled up. People wishing me well for the 80s. Says that actually this year is going to be my year. It's going to be my year. Gentleman writing about the One Tree Hotel may not be in hell, but as a man who enjoys cold beer, it sure as hell must be close. Extract from Bill Wannan's Folklore. I should have studied this beforehand, knowing some of the things that come in. The One Tree Hotel, situated between Hay and Boolagal in southwestern New South Wales, used as a residence now, has no license to sell liquor. But years ago, before refrigeration was installed, some chaps called in for a few drinks and were delighted to see a notice out saying, beer off the ice. After drinking some of the brew, one of the strangers complained to the publican, this beer's hot, it isn't off the ice at all. Too right it is, the publican assured him. It's off the ice, all right. 50 bloody miles off it. I think that's rather good. I wonder if the publican lived to tell more tales. 5:22 is the time. And a Monday morning. What are we laughing for? It's Monday morning. Shut up, Evan. What do you think of that, eh? It's 5:27, and it's going to be a, more or less day. Becoming fine, top of 24, so they say. Somebody, Michael Edgley, has just sent me an invitation to the Monte Carlo Circus. I hope we're not at war with them before. Well, you know how things are nowadays. They might ban their exports to us. What do they export to us? Oh, poker chips, I suppose.
It's nearly 5:30. And you wouldn't credit what goes on in this place. I'll tell you what, it's going to be 24 later on, becoming fine and mild. And in a moment, we're going to have some news headlines. There's a flood warning for the following rivers: La Trobe, upstream of Yulon, the Thompson River, the Avon, and the Snowy River, downstream of the Buchan Junction. That's where all them holes in the ground are. It's 5:30.
Good morning. Graham Connolly with the news in brief.
Good day, folks. Apropos Montreal and the Olympic Games, I think I read somewhere that Montreal was still up to their ears in debt from the last lot. So I don't know how they'd figure to take on another load. It's 6:27 the time. Elaine's restaurant and nightclub will be opened by Dennis Walter for 1 week. They don't expect to get many customers if they're only open for 1 week. Oh, I see. Dennis is there for 1 week. Ah, well, that explains it. When is this? Monday, Jan the 14th. Well, that's today. Tonight. You're at Russell Street, Melbourne, 170. So if you're going to the theatre tonight, you might pop along to Elaine's and listen to Dennis Walter warble. Judgment. Hoopla inviting me. Plus two, are they? Good heavens. When's this? 24th. And what's the other thing? Monte Carlo Circus. Well, I hope we don't have a diplomatic split with them beforehand. You never can tell this. Apropos pronunciation of cricketer's name, Botham. His name should be pronounced Botin. Should it? Now, it's Botham or Botham. He doesn't mind which. His father calls him Botham. His mother calls him Botham. And he reckons he doesn't mind at all. Of course, I've asked him. But I don't know where you get the Botin from. I suppose that's North Country, is it? Botin. And here comes Ian Botin. And it's 23-23. I always remember when Russ Tyson was bowling and a commentator said, and here comes Alistair Sim. He's bowled. I don't know whether Tyson knew this or not, but he looked a bit like Alistair Sim with his shiny pate in those days. It's 6:22 the time. I got my eyes on you. How about him? Oh, after the lovin', Ray Cunniff with a selection here. We've been listening so far to Sally Oldfield, a selection Cole Porter tunes with an assorted British cast, Bob Delgado in his orchestra, and the Eastern Command Band played our test record. Who was the lassie on yesterday, incidentally, here? In here yesterday. Hang on, tell me, please, speak. Ah, Muriel. Well, I must compliment her. She's a very nice-sounding lassie. She's a very pretty one, too. I've seen her. I think I'll have to speak a word for Muriel. Is she going to join us over here? Oh, good. Well deserved. Muriel, my dear, you have my permission to carry on. I'm sure the manager will approve. It's 6:21. I control the staffing, didn't you know? That's what all the Sunday papers say. Difficult shave this morning, using my old razor instead of my new superb rotary job. Very difficult. Unplug. Blow out. Oh, how do you blow out a razor without everything going into your eyes? Right. Now then, ladies and gentlemen, I have some motoring information for you. That was Ray Cunniff, by the way, with that last recording. I've just worked out my fiddle sheet. Now, backdated to December the 5th, or whatever it is, and hope for the best. I asked for the back date on the last lot, which was about 3 months. It said it was about 4 years ago, and I haven't heard a word since. I think they conveniently lost it in the system. It was rather a lot of money. 18-6. Got very complicated. Light up my light. That was the oil lamp song. That was Perry Como, rather pleasant, don't you think? Don't you think? Don't you think? You don't think. Why don't you think? Don't want to think. All right. See if I care. 3-6. It's going to be 21 in August. It's going to be 24 down here, according to last night's forecast. I haven't got today's yet. Becoming fine and mild is the city headline.
Any questions?
Too late. It's 2-6. It for this part of the program. I'll be back at 6:10 if I can put one foot in front of the other very slowly. And it's now 6:00 news time. Clava Junction. So just watch that work going on, won't you? All right? Good. 5:26. Fifth of a fifth. That was a beauty, wasn't it? That was Beethoven, of course, Ludwig van. And it was Ray Conniff. I think it's called a fifth of a... Beethoven, Tchaikovsky. We got some Beethoven on that recording. But, at least I thought we had. It's Chai. Tchaikovsky, his fifth symphony. Oh, we got Tara's theme on the other side. Low down, remembering you, closing theme after the loving Tara's theme. We must have Tara's theme. From Gönvidjivind. For 50 years I thought that Tara was the name of the dame. Until I remembered, of course, it was the homestead. The old homestead. It's 5:18. Tara's theme, Gönvidjivind. When sexual intercourse on the screen was depicted as clouds rolling across the sky in thunderous music, or waves deck rocks or something like that. Well, it was more to look at than heaving bodies. Oh, it's 5:22 the time, and, listening to Ray Conniff and the orchestra, and this one's called Kiss and Say Goodbye, which is a good idea if you get around this place anywhere. 5:22. And backs to the wall, fellas. Another good idea, isn't it? And Snickers, you haven't had your Snickers this morning. Come and get your Snickers. That's all right, I'll bring him one out. Disco Fever and the North Melbourne Football Club. What's all this business? Let me see. Raising money. Yes. And a lot of money raising is going on. I know, of course, it's rather fatal for me to take part in it, actually, because it becomes... I either have to do the lot or none at all. Which would you suggest? Do the lot or none at all. It's like, you know, Snickers. If I mention Snickers, I have to mention Mars and Milky Ways and Bullseyes and Gobstoppers and all the rest of it, you know. Otherwise, we'd never get any breakfast. 5:23 the time. But still listening to Edmonton, or rather Sydney and Edmonton. Nothing's happening yet. This is something I hate to do. We've been meeting here so long. I'm gonna miss you, I can't lie. It's gonna hurt me, I can't lie. Maybe I'll meet another guy. Many years have passed us by. It's 5:25 the time. Ray Conniff and the singers. Tramways Board stated yesterday, and they want me to do something for them, in connection with maintenance work at the intersection of Balaclava and Hawthorne Roads this weekend. Some motor traffic will be detoured away from the intersection from 2 p.m. Saturday until 5 a.m. Monday. The detour routes will be clearly marked, but some congestion is expected and motorists are asked to avoid the place if possible. Sunday, the 6th of August, 1978, trams on the St. Kilda Beach Q Cotham Road route number 69, that is, will be replaced by buses in the section between St. Kilda Beach and Balaclava Junction. So just watch that work going on, won't you? All right. Good. 5:26. You can never find, as long as you live, someone who loves you. You can never find, no matter where you search, someone who It's 5:29. The mail's been removed. I'm afraid there's a spelling mistake. That's funny. See that one? Somebody sent it in to me. Yes, the Skittles game is pell-mell, isn't it? It used to be played in pell-mell, but pell-mell. And it's a phrase, of course, in English. We were talking about phrases in the English language which kids these days wouldn't understand. like sitting on a chaffet eating her curds and whey and things like that. And, of course, Helter Skelter and going pell-mell wouldn't mean a thing to them now, would it? But in my youth, of course, it meant going like a bat out of hell. You jumped into your little racing car and went helter-skelter pell-mell. But the where the king lives, or the queen now, is rhymes with shall, pal. And the queen wrote to a friend of mine, the king wrote to a friend of mine once and told him that.
National News from the ABC, read by Graham Connolly.
And on 3AR at 7:15. The time now is 6:10.
Hello there. Just looking at the songwriters team this morning. Peter Evans. Songs of Peter Evans. Songs and music. No, it's, that's me, Peter Evans. I think. Hang on, I'll have a look at my checkbook. Oh, no, it's somebody else. Oh, well. Never mind. As long as I get the money. Harry Warren is the songwriter this morning at 9:02. A full hour of news and ears and music of his. Laurie Bruce will entertain us from that time, of course. He has his own music program at 10:00. I think I want this 2 minutes past business. You all know that the news is on the hour, don't you? Well, after the news headlines, of course, we have these, and it's always at 2 minutes past. But it seems a bit of a fiddle to say that. 10:00. 9:00, the music of Harry Warren. 10:00, Laurie Bruce. Something's wrong with all my radio sets, incidentally. They won't. What happens to radio when it won't get the ABC and it gets all the other things? Has the dial cord slipped or something? I've got a transistor radio that's bung. I've got my great big Blaupunkt thing that the dial cord's gone on that. But that's always going. You can't find a serviceman these days who wants to do dial cords. I've got radios everywhere and none of them work properly. So, I'll have to see if I can get them. I'll have to bring them in here. Put them up to maintenance boys. I mean, you know, I could take them round the tea room and they could fix them, couldn't they? Isn't that where they work? Oh, I see. It's 6:12. Yeah. There you are, fellas. Earn extra cash in your spare time. Doing Evans's dial cords. It's 6:12 the time. We've got radios everywhere and none of them work. Oh, pour de chambre. Oh, yeah, chambre, I'm separate. Yeah, pour de chambre. Pour de chambre. Oh, that's where we get Poe from, I suppose, isn't it? Pour de chambre. Oh. Chamber Poe. Lovely. Oh, very naughty, the French. It's 6:17. Flash. Here's a very important news item. Trains. There's been no changes since last time. More news in whatever. Let's go through, folks. It's 6:45. It's like the Pony Express.
This is the National News from the ABC, read by Graham Connolly.
Ah, g'day, folks. Oh, my God. Grief, look at it. Half asleep by the look of this. All right, I'm just ruminating there. Currency at its ebb is 17, folks, and on this Monday morning, the 14th of 1. Dear, dear, who would argue? Ansett have just delivered my breakfast. Ansett Airlines are delighted to present me with an answer box. Where's the question box? Be served to Ansett Airlines economy class passengers. How dare you put me in economy class? On lunch and dinner flights from today. It's an open sandwich created by Margaret Fulton. There's no peanut butter. How dare you give me an open sandwich without peanut... I see, yes, an open sandwich. It's got a bit of mandarin, a bit of tomato. That'll all go down the tie. Good heavens. Well, the champers is not complimentary. Oh, that's very kind of you. What's the idea of that? I thought you got grub on answer to... Anyway, don't you get any grub on the internal airlines anymore? Only up front, eh? Oh, I see. Well, here you are. There's an open sandwich. Who wants a sweaty open sandwich? Yes, I'm afraid, Ansett, it's got rather sweaty by this time, and it, I think I might get Sue to taste it. Well, she's expendable, you see. It's 7:05 the time. Sue, do you want to take a risk here? Mm. Not that's mine, the champers. Sue, come and try this sandwich, will you? I'm afraid it might go off if you leave it much longer. It's 7:08 the time. I have to experiment on someone, and there's a bit of an olive on it, too. The Ansett open sandwich. Smells nice. Smells delicious. There's chicken there and everything. Chicken and ham, tomato, and rabbit food. Rabbit food is always green stuff to me. Anything green is rabbit food. Margaret Fulton creation. Well, I mustn't make fun of it, must I? Margaret, thank you very much. I can create... I beg your pardon. It's the food. I can create better-looking things like this with peanut butter and cream cheese. Marmalade and cheese and peanut butter. I have the most odd and interesting combinations. Walnuts and brains. Who would try that one, Margaret? You can pay me for the ideas later. She's with new ideas, isn't she, Margaret, now? Yes. Walnut and brains, Margaret. Try that one. Don't know how airline passengers would go for that one. I think you'd better keep the ingredients secret. It's, up in an aeroplane and all that. It's 7:09 the time. Try that out for me, will you? I mean, really try it. Are you hungry? Yeah, well, try it out, will you? And see, if you drop with ptomaine poisoning, don't bother to come back and tell me what it's like, all right? But otherwise, you tell me what it's like, and I'll let you know whether you can fly Ansett with impunity, all right? All right. Who can we sue if you do die? Well, Margaret, I suppose. You'll have to sue her. Okay. You think you can eat that? Well, I mean, you're thin enough. You got room for it. Let's see if you got room for it. Yes, I think there's a little bit of room there. It's 7:13 the time. Final strong wind warning. In other words, it's getting better or calmer. Victorian coastal waters east of Wilson's Prom, where south to southeast wind is now averaging less than 25 knots. Moderate seas will abate, but a moderate southeast swell will persist. So there. And we're testing the Ansett sandwich, or at least Sue is. Don't ring her for the next 5 minutes. She'll be chewing. 7:13. Oh, it's ready? 7:13. That's at 7:15 the time. That was the Mexican shovel. You know what you use a shovel for? Well, it's for getting it down the steps of Broadcast House, where it does delightful things to the flowers. That's what a certain gentleman told me before Christmas. When I queried the fact that we had the best soil in Melbourne, he said it's all the stuff that comes out of the breakfast. 7:16. It's all right, we're still friends. I'm playing this one fast because I don't like it. Here's a French version of Who Can Take Whatever. Calvary's and chocolate and a miracle. Oh. What? You don't like me doing that? Oh, all right, I'll do it the right way if you like. I mean, you want something different, don't you? Oh. It's 7:16. It's 7:27 the time. I'm flabbergasted. So it's a Monday morning flabbergation. That's a good word. I just invented a word, folks. Flabbergation. Don't you tell me you can't use... Someone's got to invent them. Why shouldn't I? It's 7:27, and the forecast for our coastline, a weakening low of 998 millibars, is located 250 nautical miles north-northeast of Gabo Island and is slowly moving eastwards. A ridge of high pressure extends over waters south of Tassie. Gabo Island to Wilson's Prom, south-southeast wind of about 20 knots will decrease to 10 to 15 knots during the day, moderate to slight sea and a moderate swell. Wilson's Prom to Port Campbell, south to southeast wind of 10 to 15 knots and a slight to moderate sea. Port Campbell to the South Australian border, east to southeast wind of about 10 knots and mainly slight seas. Well, there we are. It's 7:26 the time. Come on, Sue, for goodness sake, eat that sandwich, will you? How can I tell Ansett it's any good if you don't eat the damn thing? I'm not going to recommend anything somebody hasn't eaten. And I'm afraid I couldn't face olives and champagne at this time of the morning. It's 26 minutes to 8. What on earth is he talking about, the naughty man? Anyway, it's 18 to 8. But Druthers is still a bit of a mystery to me, but it's a very, very well-known. I think the Ozarks, backblocks type of American use it quite a deal. I think it's got something to do with troubles, but no doubt somebody is going to tell me. You need to have a greater income to look after new outlets, says my honourable scope today, so please take note of that, boss, will you, and paymaster. I need a new income, so, you know, just do something about it, will you?